Professor Laura Zanotti and PhD student Zuleika Woods were puzzled about the relative lack of historic markers in those mansions or elsewhere in Charleston that noted the enslaved people that helped build the city and worked its plantation fields. After 4 days visiting mansions and museums, they returned to help create, hidden in plain sight, the politics of memorialization of slavery in Charleston, South Carolina, on exhibit at the Newman Library on the Virginia Tech campus.
We wanted to put a dent in what people see in the usual 2 or 3 days they go. People go and see the museum, the McLeod Plantation, the Slave Mart. There is now a new open International African American Museum. But you need to go inside. The outside allows everybody to be happy and ignore completely the story.
That hidden in plain sight story at the Newman Library is also open to the public through the summer.
People to be aware that behind the beauty, there is an entire economy of exploitation, of violence, of deprivation of liberty, of dehumanization of an entire group of people who are the ones who built that, made it possible for a tiny minority to have that lifestyle.
Professor Zanotti says they may look at other antebellum southern cities like Savannah. Gene Morano, WFIR News.